Just so you know, if you've never seen me before, this is the way I look all the time. I'm not high. That's when I realized there is a God, and he has a very funny sense of humor.
It's like, oh, some people be born with big noses. Oh, some people be born in Mississippi. Oh, Jim Brewer, you're gonna look stoned all the time.
That's great. Yeah. And people just judge me the way I look all the time. They're just, oh my God, just look at him. Walking around like that. And what's worse is when I got my kids, because my kids look just like me. You know, walk around, they're like, can we get a hot pretzel, Dad?
Nah, let's go for a sit-in bun.
But I thank God I got eyes like these. I know people judge. This is how I got the movie Half Baked, because of these eyes. Yeah. Oh, you like that one. Dave Chappelle, very funny comedian, came to me. Yeah, Dave. One of the funniest guys ever. Came to me in a New York comedy club. Hey, man. You gotta be in this weed movie. Way you look, you don't even need makeup. And I knew Dave a long time, so I didn't want to disappoint him. Yeah, I was there for Dave's first car ever. We were gonna do this TV show called Buddies Together back in the mid '90s, and. Yeah, it was, you know, dumb project. Like, he's the black guy and I'm a white guy. We're friends, eh? Genius sitcom coming at you. And I just remember, he never drove a car. He was living in New York. He came over to the house like, man, they gave me a car. You gotta show me how to drive, man. And we were in California, and we were about to drive for the first time. I said, Dave, just pay attention. There's a lot of traffic. And when you drive in traffic, that's when you get in accidents the most. You know, he's like, I got you, man. I got you. So he gets in his car, he's listening to his music. And I hate white people. Can't stand them, hold me down. That's what he was listening to, huh? Was... I'm listening to my music.
Darkness is visiting me. All I see, absolutely.
And when we get on the highway, you know, we're not even on 20 seconds. Dave's not paying attention. Nails the car in front of him. Guy pulls over, you know, he gets out, poor little Asian guy gets out, he's like, I can't believe you hit my car! You're going 2 miles an hour, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Chappelle gets out, oh man, my bad. You know, I get out of the car, hey, is everything all right? The guy's like, oh, this is a setup, I don't trust you. He took off and... A couple weeks later, they gave Dave a new car, and he was even more excited. And what was funny was that, man, I got a new car, and it's even better. Let's go cruising. So we go cruising, we park someplace, and we come out of the place, and his car's gone. I had a convertible, the top is down, there's music in the front, there's change, there's money, there's directions to my house, nothing. Chappelle's car is gone, empty space. He's really mad, like, man, that's just foul, man, it's just foul. And I was like, that's funny. I took the black guy's car, that's funny. That's funny. It's fine.
He's like, I just put gas in that thing, man.
So when he personally asked me to be in Half Baked, I took it very seriously. And people think that I was stoned in that movie. And I wasn't. I was never. Yeah, what? Oh, that's baloney. So I'm never watching it again. Yes, you are. 10,000 more times. Because it was funny. It was a funny movie. And but there was, I will admit to you, there was one and only one scene, God's honest truth, that I was. And that was it. And it was an accident. Let me explain to you what happened. Now, during the filming, nothing. Because I work hard. But after the filming, at the time, a little different story. And I was cut from the film this one day. Like, Jim Brewer, you're cut, you're done, you can go home. It's great. So I'm on the way home, going back to my family. And when I got to my trailer, there was a little something there for me. Like, hey, man, enjoy your trip off. Me and the gang. So I was like, well, I got no kids and no responsibilities right now. I'm off, I'm done with work, and yes, I will give it a shot. And I had some, and whoosh, yeah, I took all, I mean, it was. I was far out there, I'm not gonna lie, but I was by myself. And I was in my trailer, and I didn't even take off my makeup or nothing. I was hanging out, and all of a sudden, I'm playing my music. And all of a sudden, I hear this knock. Now, if you ever did have a buzz like that, and you hear a knock, it was like instant paranoia. Like, oh, no, I'm in trouble. And I was like, I'm not answering the door. I just pretend it didn't happen. Didn't happen. There's no. So I went back to what I was doing. Yeah! I heard it again. Like, uh-oh, this is someone's at the door. So I opened the door. I'm full-blown. This woman from the movie set is going, Jim, we have a serious problem. This is a true story. The guy who plays Samson in the movie is quitting. He does not want to be part of this film Half Baked anymore. He's upset with Dave Chappelle. He wants nothing to do with this. And he threatened that unless all of his scenes are done today, the film's done. We need you to film one more scene to save production of the movie. Now, she has no clue where my head's at.
So, yeah, okay.
But now, you know, all I heard was,
you sure about Zero? She's leaving, is it shooting? Is she gone? I can run, I wish she'd go gone.
So now I'm in trouble. You know, now I'm paranoid. You know, I don't work like this. Now the lights of the film is like,
everybody knows.
Look at his eyes. Wow, he's really ripped.
And I'm starting to get really paranoid. Like, oh, I'm gonna get arrested, and I'm gonna get fired from Half Baked for being baked. And, but I was really thinking that, you know? And so now the director comes up, and this is the one and only scene. She goes, Jim, this is very simple, and we're out of here. I apologize for bringing you back. Samson is going to get hit by Jerry Garcia. He's going to fall down the floor. You're just going to step over him and say, sucks to be you, man, and then we're done. Again, all I heard was,
you should be a little boy. You should be a little boy now, okay? All right, let's walk, kids, man.
So there's one line's like taking an hour. I'm like, yeah, suck on B. B suck, man. Don't be suck. Yeah, man. Oh, this is a disaster.
Everybody knows.
Goldman eats too much weed.
The headlights just kept coming. And then finally Chappelle's like, come on, man, get your act together. Pretend you're talking to yourself. And so that's what I did. I finally was like, all right, I can get through this scene. I'll just pretend I'm talking to myself. And that one scene, when you rent it out and watch it, that's my paranoia looking at me going, sucks to be you, man. I'm like, that's a wrap. I'm like, nice. I'm out of here. And that's it. Saturday Night Live was fun. That was a nice little run. Yeah, that was a while ago. Oh, yeah. People love the Go Boy. They love it. People still come up to me and like, hey. And you know what? Honestly, the whole Go thing, that was just me pretending I had Tourette's. But instead of swearing, I would do it as a goat noise. And that's how me and my friends in Long Island would get free beer. When we were like 20 years old, we just walk in. It throws people off. Now picture just walking into a quiet establishment, and there's like six people in there and a bartender, and you walk in with your banana head friends, and the bartender says, hey, can I help you guys out? Yeah, I need six beers and a couple of shots, and then we're good to go. Drinks are on the house. Go in the corner. Wow. Thank you. Norm MacDonald. I never understood a word. I still don't understand a word he said.
Hey, we're gonna do it, you know?
Yeah. My dad got to meet Sylvester Stallone. That was probably the funniest moment of all Saturday Night Live that was never filmed. My dad, you know, World War II vet, you know, shuffles around. I'm like, Sylvester Stallone, do you mind meeting my dad? He's like,
absolutely, I'd love to. Your father loved to meet him, Mr. Brewer, what's going on?
And my father's like, hey, what's up, Sylvester? How's it hanging? Look at the left.
Hey, your father's hilarious.
And my father's like, you know, Sylvester, I read somewhere you got a place in Florida. Where is that true?
As a matter of fact, I got this place. Yeah, it's in Hollywood, Florida, believe it or not. That's right, I've been to Florida where he had and somebody got pregnant.
Oh. So my father's talking, relax. So my dad goes, hey, they got an Elks Club where you're at, Sylvester? $1.99 beer, all you can drink, and $2 a spaghetti night every Wednesday night. You know, spaghetti, and I make the meatballs. And Elks is a good...
Sylvester, like, is he being serious? Is it Elks Club? What do you mean, like a moose? What's it mean? What's it, a moose? Is it Elks Club? Is he being serious? Like,
yeah, $1.99. You know, all you can drink, spaghetti night, good time, Elks Club.
Sylvester's like, listen, I don't know what you mean by no Elks Club, but the next time you're with me, Mr. B, I'll bring you to my place, Planet Hollywood.
Yeah, been there. $20 a beer, $40 a burger. Yeah, I'm taking you to the Elks. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I grew up a 80s metal guy. Yeah. You know, Metallica, you know. Ooh, yeah. New Bones, old, yeah. You know. Love it. Dio, we're off to the witch, you know, all that stuff. We might never return. I can't listen to that in front of my little ones. And it's aggravating because nothing but kid music is awful. It's awful. Wheels on the bus. Round and round. Oh.
The sky is blue. And duh. Duh. Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Yeah, all right, I got it. I said, you know, we need some rock music to save children's music. And there's no reason like bands like Metallica and these guys should not be knocking. They all got kids. I don't need to hear new, amazing Metallica. So play some kid stuff. They'd be amazing. I think they'd be great. James Hetfield came out. Like, get around, yeah! Ready, boys and girls? Yeah, yeah, ooh, yeah. Yeah, 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 ooh.
Had a farmer. Had a dog.
Yeah, had a dog, yeah.
Bingo was his name, oh, yeah. B-I-N-G-O. NGO, yeah, ooh, yeah, B-I-N-G-O, Bingo was his name, oh, hey! Bingo was his name, hey! Yeah, yeah, ooh, yeah!
Ozzy would be great if London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down, London Bridge is falling down, my fair.
And of course, I mean, AC/DC would be the ultimate. They'd be the ultimate. I would give AC/DC row, row, row your boat because they'd be amazing at it. They'd be amazing at it. Just come out, little Angus, come out. And then Brian Johnson, another great front man coming out. You got to row, row, row your boat. Row, row, row your boat. Gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream.
What a meatball.
This one.
What a banana, man.
Let me get some Suzy Q's. Four slices of pizza.
I was a little Batman. I was infatuated with a Batman. We used to live in Long Island on top of this Chinese couple. They were Chinese. They would live downstairs. They used to get so mad because we lived on top. You know, Long Island, you live upstairs sometimes from downstairs. And so I would put my pillowcase on. I just remember coming out like, what are you doing out there? Over here all day long. You know what I love about Long Islanders? Because I know a lot of you guys were afraid to drive in. Long Islanders don't drive into Manhattan.
I ain't driving into Manhattan.
We don't even call Manhattan. We call it the city.
You going to the city? I ain't driving.
Take the train. And even the train, we're so... Long Islanders are so afraid to leave Long Island, you know? You can walk on a platform... And it'll say, this train to New York. But she's like, I'm just not sure. I'm just like, no. Is this one go to New York?
Yep. Yep. That, and then you gotta change it to Jamaica.
Change it to Jamaica.
Yeah, that's scary, ain't it, man? You little white kids changing to Jamaica. Who changed to Jamaica? And the best is, like, I love going back in Long Island. It's like, this train, New York. And the train will come on the opposite end. And Lily Simon said, this train does not go to New York. But it'll come and be like, why is it there? Should we get on it? The people are getting on. And what are we doing? And then you go to Jamaica, that's the worst. And you ask the guy, like, I definitely have to change at Jamaica to get to Manhattan, right? The city? To the city? Yes, change at Jamaica. Just check it. So when we stop at Jamaica, I'm getting off. Do you know where the train? Just listen to the announcement. Okay, so there'll be an announcement when we get off at Jamaica. Got it. You know, he's, you get off, you're like, oh man, hope this ain't taking long. Oh, here they come, here they come. Here they come, the rappers. The rappers. God knows what they'll do, who knows? And then that train comes. Okay, just let's see now. Let's do this. What's he saying? What's he saying? What are we doing? What are we doing? So I understand what it took to get here, so thank you for coming out. Lived right by JFK Airport. Yeah. JFK, like 7 miles from the airport, and anyone lives near the airport, you know, every, this is what you hear, every 2 minutes, 20 seconds. So maybe meet you later. How do you live by that, man? I can't even hear, live by what? When And it would drive my mother nuts because, you know, every time the plane would come over, it's like, every time those planes come over, the whole house is rattling back and forth and my china closet rattles like crazy and they feel like it. I've lost 3 Hummels already this week. They're getting lower and lower. And I remember the big thing back then, too, is the Concorde. I don't know if you remember the plane, the Concorde. In Long Island, people were like, oh, no, that's, we're not having the Concorde over. We need, no Concorde. We're not going to have it. You know, a group of like 8 people weren't going to have it.
I'm going to write a nasty letter if that Concorde comes over.
And the Concorde was like pterodactyl. This thing came over and it was like, you can hear it in Mississippi. It's like, here it comes. Roof shingles were flying off and dogs were taken up with a tornado and people. We're here in Long Island where the Concorde has taken several dogs in the neighborhood. And
it took my dog Duffy. If anyone knows where Duffy is, and my Hummels, and I just.
The best is I'm going to help every man in here because, again, they don't teach you about fatherhood, like real fatherhood. The best thing you could do as a father is make sure your wife, the mother of your children, get as much rest as possible. Because sleep deprivation in a mother leads to murder. You see it on the news, like another woman drowned her kids and she just needed a nap. That was it. And it's true. My wife's a beautiful woman, and she installs faith in life. She's like, you know, the kids, and make sure you thank God for a wonderful day, and just thank him for everything we have, and just we're blessed. And but if she don't nap, and she don't sleep, the devil goes, I'll take over from here. And there is nothing worse than waking up as a man in the middle of the night, like 5 a.m, and your wife's just sitting on the edge of the bed, just staring at you. Baby, what are you doing? Why are you not? What are you doing up so early? Up so early? I haven't been to bed yet. I haven't had any sleep whatsoever. Well, we came to bed together at 10, and we went to bed. No. You fell asleep at 10. I was up, and who can fall asleep when you fall asleep? Because you pass out, your mouth is always facing my way. It smells like someone defecating your mouth, and your breath is disgusting. It's disgusting. You need to go to a doctor. I have no eyebrows left because of your breath blowing on my face. And I kick you, and I shove you, and you don't even move. Would you? You wouldn't even wake up if we were attacked in the middle of the night. You would hear nothing. Why don't you go to sleep? I wish I could. And then just when I was ready to fall asleep, the 3-year-old came walking in, woke me up. She was filled with pee. She peed in her bed again. She wet her whole bed, and then I have to change her clothes, and then now she's mad, and she throws a fit, and then I throw a fit, and we're running around, I'm doing the clothes, and I have to change the covers, and do you know why she wet the bed? Because you gave her water before bedtime. Children any liquid before bedtime or they'll wake up in. But you don't listen. You want to be the good guy all the time. By the way, I killed the cats.
Make sure she sleeps. Children are beautiful, man. They'll change your life. It's empowering too. If you're pregnant and you're gonna have a child and you're gonna be a dad, it's I don't care what anyone says. For me, it was like, I'm gonna give you a great spirit in life that you can guide, and I trust you to parent and guide this child. Oh, this can change your life. I bring it to you as an angel. But remember to watch and guide closely, because they could die any second. Good luck. And it's true. You gotta watch them 24/7. You gotta get rid of all the habits that you knew in life. Just strip them away. Because kids like that, once they start walking, that's their job. Just look for death. You got any electric sockets I can lick? Any staircases I can try attempting, even though I can't walk? Oh, that's the best. You're like, no! Oh, yeah! Okay. And trust me, as a parent to another parent, your kids are gonna fall. Every one of mine have taken some clunkers. They've taken them. Beds are the worst. Even when they can't walk, they're dangerous.
You know, I remember my one kid, first one, she couldn't even move. Put her right in the bed. Boom! Can't move. Got on the phone. You forget they have devices like, I can roll. Let me tell you, that's an exciting feeling. Hey, Jerry, yeah, just me. Nothing. We might have to homeschool one of them. Changing tables, they are the worst. Because they're like this high, you know, and you got these whole contraptions going on. Changing table, there's too much going on, especially for a man. It's like, okay, you got to put him up on top, and here's the warmer with the wet naps, and then you got to step on the diaper genie and take off the diaper and stick it in there, so and then twist it. And well, that's fun and exciting, but it's too much, because once the diaper genie, you're like, yeah, but... And the worst is, your first concern is not the health of the child, it's, uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
What was that?
Nothing, 10-second rule, you'll be all right. And all kids come out differently. You know, my first one got stuck. Stuck. Pulled it out with a plunger. I'm not even kidding. And then the last one came out too fast. Came out. Wouldn't you think that's a great thing? I mean, thank God I was standing in front of my wife when she's ready to push. She's like, are we ready to do this? Don't charge us for the room. Here, clean that up. We're out of here. Hey, we were only here 3 minutes, like parking. We're done. Let's go. Nice job, hon, but... It's not good for the babies when they come out fast. It's like a fat guy running through a skinny door too quick. Yeah. Head is like long and narrow. Like, whoa, that was a fast trip. But it's a beautiful thing. I will say that. It's just, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. Yeah, one, your whole life is... You wake up in the middle of the night, and you're like, and you get up, what's the matter, baby? Oh, is everything all right? Is everything all right? Daddy's got you. Back off, my daughter. Two is sort of the same thing. And you get up, and I got you, it's all right. And, sweetie, what are you doing up out of bed? You checking on your sister? You're beautiful. Go back to bed, Daddy's got it. Yes, but once... Once you get like three or more and the sleep deprivation kicks in, there's a whole different meaning when you hear a little crying in the middle of the night. You're like,
who's up? Who's up? Somebody up?
Daddy, I had nightmares.
We all have nightmares. Get back in bed.